ट्रांसलेशन बाय एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। इन द 16th इनकार्नेशन ऑफ गॉड हेड द लॉर्ड एज भृगुपति एनिहिलेटेड द एडमिनिस्ट्रेटिव क्लास क्षत्रिय 21 टाइम्स बींग एंग्री विद देम बिकॉज ऑफ देयर रिबिलियन अगेंस्ट द ब्राह्मण्स द इंटेलिजेंट क्लास परफॉर्म्ड बाय एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। द क्षत्रिय और द एडमिनिस्ट्रेटिव क्लास ऑफ द मैन आर एक्सपेक्टेड टू रूल द प्लैनेट बाय डायरेक्शन ऑफ द इंटेलिजेंट क्लास ऑफ मैन हु गिव डायरेक्शन टू द रूलर इन टर्म्स ऑफ द स्टैंडर्ड शास्त्र और द बुक्स ऑफ द रिलेवेंट नॉलेज। द रूलर्स कैरी ऑन द एडमिनिस्ट्रेटिव अकॉर्डिंग टू द डायरेक्शन। वेन एवर देयर डिसऑबिडियंस ऑफ द पार्ट ऑफ द क्षत्रिय और द एडमिनिस्ट्रेटिव क्लास अगेंस्ट द ऑर्डर ऑफ द लर्नेड एंड इंटेलिजेंट ब्राह्मण द एडमिनिस्ट्रेटिव आर रिमूव्ड बाय फोर्स फ्रॉम द पोस्ट एंड अरेंजमेंट इन मेड फॉर बेटर एडमिनिस्ट्रेटिव। नमो ओम विष्णुपदाय कृष्ण प्रस्थाय भूतले श्रीमती भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी इति नामिनि नमस्ते सरस्वती देवी गौरवाणी प्रचारिणी निर्विशेष शून्यवादी प्रश्चादि सितारिणी। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासति गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे। In the 16th incarnation of Godhead, the Lord Bhrigupati annihilated the administrative class, Kshatriya, 21 times being angry with them because of their rebellion against the Brahman, the intelligent class. In the purport, Srila Prabhupada saying, whenever there is a disobedience on the part of the Kshatriya or the administrative class against the order of learned and intelligent Brahmins, the administrators are removed by force from the post and arrangement is made for the better administration. In Bhagavad Gita chapter 4, everyone knows 7 and 8 slok. Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhyutham adharmasya tadatmanam sujame. Prabhupada says, whenever there is a disobedience, and here he is saying, whenever and wherever there is a decline in religion practice, O descendant of Bharata, and predominant rise of irreligion, at that time I descend myself. And give the another reason. Paritranaya sadhunam vinasaya cha diskitam dharma sansthapanarthaya sambhavani yuge yuge. And he's saying, in order to deliver the pious and annihilate the miscreant, as well as to re-establish the principle of religion, I advance myself millennium after millennium. And that is a proof that whenever there is a problem for the devotee, Krishna himself will descend and actually I will do this. Here actually Srila Prabhupada is talking about varna and ashram. Talking about Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya and Sudra, but especially two class, Brahman and Kshatriya. Kshatriya are the people, they are there to protect the country, to protect the people, to protect the king. They have a strength. They are fighter. And then there's all the army and soldiers, actually, that's what they do, the duty, to protect the country, to protect the people, to protect the government, to protect the land. And then the second is a Brahmana. Who is Brahmana? Srila Prabhupada explained in chapter, Bhagavad Gita, chapter 16, text number 1 to 3. Abhayam sattva sama sudhir gnana yoga vyasitha dhanam damas yagnascha swadhyay tapa arjavam. Ahimsam satyam akrodas tyagasanita apesanam daya bhuteswa alo lupalvam mardavam hari achapalam teja sama driti socham adro nati manita bhavanti sampanda devim abhi jalasya bharata. He's saying that who is real Brahmana? The translation: the Supreme Personality of Godhead said, fearlessness, purification of one's existence, cultivation of spiritual knowledge, charity, self-control, performance of sacrifice, study of the Vedas, austerity, simplicity, non-violence, truthfulness, freedom from anger, renunciation, tranquility, aversion to fault-finding, compassion for all living entity, freedom from covetousness, gentleness, modesty, steady determination, vigor, forgiveness, fortitude, cleanliness, and freedom from envy, from the passion for honor. This transcendental quality, O son of Bharata, belong to godly men endowed with divine nature. These are the quality of the Brahman. And he is saying that if you don't respect Brahman, then Krishna will come himself and destroy. Especially in this chapter, Krishna is talking about how to protect Brahmana. What is the duty of a Brahmana? What is the duty of a Kshatriya? In Srimad Bhagavatam 1.14.34, the purport is saying, without cow protection and cultivation of Brahmanical quality in a human society, of at least for a section of members of the society, no human civilization can prosper at any length. By Brahmanical culture, the development of dormant qualities of goodness, namely become a Brahman, namely become truthfulness, equanimity, sense control, simplicity, general knowledge, transcendental knowledge, and firm faith in the Vedic wisdom, one can become a Brahman and thus see the Lord as He is. In the history of, if you see in the Bhagavatam, all the kings, they have a guru for the advice. They call Kulu Guru. He is there. Anything he take the decision, before he take any decision, he asks the Kulu Guru, is it alright if I do this? Or is it alright if I do that? So he, every step he take the advice from the Guru. And because that the Guru is a Brahman, and a Brahman got all this quality, that actually you just read it, and because of that quality, whatever advice he gives, that advice is a perfect advice for for the king. And if you take that advice, you never go wrong in any circumstances. And that's why they take the advice from the guru. Here, Kristila Prabhupada is talking about that when the Kshatriya, they abuse their strength, abuse the weapon in the wrong way, then Krishna himself come. In Srimad Bhagavatam 18:42, Krishna is saying again, Samo damastapah socham santir arjavam evacha jnanam vijnana astikyam brahma karma svabhavajam. Peacefulness, self-control, austerity, purity, tolerance, honesty, knowledge, wisdom, and religiousness. These are the natural quality by which the Brahman works. Because of actually they have quality, they work according to this, and that's why actually whatever advice they give, that is perfect advice. That is the perfect way to run the country. And this is why actually they give the perfect advice. Srila Prabhupada is giving the example that 16th incarnation is Bhrigupati. Actually that is Parshuram. Parshuram, the Ram with the X, that is called Parshuram. And what he is doing, the same thing. That when the administrative class, when the Kshatriya people started abusing their weapon, their strength, Krishna descended in the form of Parshuram, Bhrigupati, and he wiped the whole Kshatriya community to re-establish the Dharma. The king, when they run the country, when they rule the country, they have one thing in their mind, that they want peace in the country. And if there is a peace, then automatically there is a happiness. The happiness is connected with the peace. And that is the reason actually they want to take the advice from the person who is very peaceful. And they are actually Brahman. A Brahman, actually, they are a very peaceful person. Again, Bhagavad Gita, text 29, chapter 5, text 29, Karma Yoga, in action of Krishna consciousness. Bhokta Ram Yajna Tapasam, Sarva Loka Maheswaram, Sahasram Sarva Bhutanam, Natva Mam Tanit. Achita. The sage, knowledge, knowing me as ultimate purpose of sacrifice and austerity, the supreme lord of all planets and a demigod, and the benefactor and well-wisher of all living entity, attain peace from pain of material miseries. Because actually Krishna is saying that they know me so well. I give the intelligence. And because of that actually knowledge, they get a peace. And once actually they have peace, only the person can give the peace to other person if he is peaceful. And because of all this quality, the Brahmana, they are actually very peaceful, and actually they can give the advice how to get a peace in the world, in the kingdom. Again, Krishna saying in Bhagavad Gita 2:71, this is all related to actually Brahman, quality of Brahman. Krishna talks so many different ways, so many different types. Krishna is saying in Bhagavad Gita again, text number 9. Vihai kaman ya sarvan pumam sachar ti nihas piha niramano nirahankara asantim adigachati. A person who has given up all desire and sense gratification, who lives free from desire, who has given up all sense of proprietorship and is devoid of false ego, he alone can attain a real peace. In the world, they are all looking for peace. Why? Because they want country, the people to be very happy. But they don't know where to look, how to look for peace. And they're trying so many different things. And Krishna is saying here that who can get a peace? The person who have no desire at all, no material desire. The only desire they have is that is just to render service to Krishna. Surrender to Krishna. And if you surrender to Krishna, then you can call yourself that, yeah, I'm a Brahman. And you are a Brahman, that means actually you have this quality and you can give advice to the king. A faithful person who is dedicated to transcendental knowledge and who subdued his sense of intelligence, eligible to achieve such knowledge, and having achieving, are quickly attained the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Ultimately, we are searching for happiness. We are searching for peace. And we try so many different ways. Actually, when I was traveling in the train, if you ask the person in the train that, what is your happiness? He will say, I wish I can get a seat in the train. I'm very happy because I'm traveling every day. If you ask someone else, he said, oh, I wish I can do that. And there is the extreme. Like if you ask the person who is a very rich person in the world, if you ask, what is your happiness? He will say, I wish I can go to some remote area, some village. There is no internet. There is no WhatsApp there. There is no phone. And I can just stay at least for one night without all this. I'll be very happy. So his happiness, the definition is totally different. Then if you go in very poor country, like if you go to India and if you ask a very poor person, what is your happiness? What would you like? So I wish just for one day I can go to London or America and have a nice 5-10 bedroom big house, big garden, so many servants, and I can have an internet and WhatsApp and everything. And I can just have just one night, I'll be very happy. So extreme. It's just happiness, only happiness, but two persons have a totally different idea. The rich person wants to actually become a very poor person and just enjoy the night, no disturbance, no servants, nothing. And the most poor person, actually, he wants to go to the place where actually he has all this facility. And we know that with the WhatsApp, like, and why is there even aarti going on? Even as a devotee, we sometimes check our WhatsApp. What is there? Ting, ting, there is a message coming. You want to quickly check, if not very urgent. We are so much into this phone. We're so much into material, actually, way of living, that actually we are always looking for some sort of excuse where I can get happiness. So, definition of happiness actually is nobody knows. They want to look for actually the solution that how can we get a happiness, how can we get a peace in the world. One time Srila Prabhupada was approached by head of the crime department, as the head of the police department. And as Swamiji, we heard that you are a Swami and you are from India and you have a solution for this crime, this peace. How can you do this? Can you tell us? And Srila Prabhupada said, yes, I have the perfect solution. I have the perfect answer for that. I have perfect process for this to get. And the person was very happy. He said, yes, please tell me. We spend so much money, so much energy, so much strength, so much manpower, but we are not success. That every day the crime is going higher and higher and higher. We can't control. Please, can you help? And Srila Prabhupada said, yes, I can help you. And Srila Prabhupada said, you give some space. Yeah, Srila Prabhupada said, I have perfect formula. I have perfect answer. I have perfect process. Give us a time. Give us a space. Support our movement. Arrange people to come and study Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita. Give us a fund and we will make peace not only in your country. We will make the peace all over the world. How? Because Srila Prabhupada says actually we can bring the society into Brahminical quality. And once actually we get that quality, automatically their business is to jare dekho tare koho Krishna upadesh. Whoever they meet, they talk about Krishna. And if everyone will talk about Krishna to each other, there will be harmony and there will be no war. They say, give us all this facility and we'll bring the strength. We'll bring the actually peace in your country. We'll bring the happiness. And once actually there is a peace, people are automatically going to be very happy. And then finally, Prabhupada said, just do one thing. Chant, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I say, if you just do this, nothing else, easily you can bring the peace in your country. The beauty of Krishna consciousness is, however, there is one stroke. By engaging in a devotional service, one can surpass all this ritual of the different order of life. Srila Prabhupada said, actually, you don't have to do anything. Just become a Krishna conscious. And if you become a Krishna conscious, automatically everything will fall in the right way. And that's why Srila Prabhupada went all the way to America. He knew that these people are need more than anyone else, the American people. That's why he started the movement there. And Srila Prabhupada said, Brahman can't be, by birth you can't become a Brahman. The doctor's son, you can't call him a doctor, he has to qualify. And that's why Srila Prabhupada made all the Brahman, give them the qualification. And by after the qualification, they become a Brahman. And if everyone become a Brahman, then there will be no problem. We visited actually someone's house on Saturday. Sudhi Dharma Prabhu, Pranamadhi Prabhu, Neela Madhava and myself, we were there doing the program. And after the program, the host started giving some donation to us. And we said, this okay. And someone said, oh, you are Brahmana, you can take the Dakshina. So he gave the Dakshina to us. And then the host said, hold on, you are a Brahmana, but I'm a Vaishnav. That means the Vaishnava is above Brahmana. He said, give me all my envelope back now, because you know, you are just Brahmana, but I'm a Vaishnava. He was joking, but that is true. That actually, we are Vaishnava who believe in Vishnu, who believe in Krishna. They are तिथि राधा गोकुल नंद की जय, सीताराम लक्ष्मण हनुमान की जय। वी आर एक्चुअली वैष्णव एंड वैष्णव इज अबव ब्राह्मण। इफ द ब्राह्मण हैव दिस क्वालिटी and Srila Prabhupada says that Vaishnava is above Brahmana, then actually, I don't know how much actually we have. Many times we don't know that what we got. But Srila Prabhupada is saying that actually, if you are, the beauty of the Krishna consciousness is that if you just render the devotional service, you don't need to do anything else. And that devotional service is, they start with the chanting, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada actually brought this actually very simple process. Chant and be happy. And by chanting, actually everything will happen. All your impurity in the heart will just vanish. And once actually that is removed, you are in a platform. Srila Prabhupada says, actually, if you have a little faith in Bhagavad Gita, little faith in Krishna, then you should learn Bhagavad Gita from the devotee. In chapter 5, that only you can learn Bhagavad Gita from the devotee. And if you learn that Bhagavad Gita from the devotee, means a bona fide person, bona fide guru, then all the quality of Brahman, automatically it will develop. Because in the world, to make the world happy, to make the world in peace, we need the solution, and that solution actually is that actually we make each and every person to chant. That's why actually the Harinam book distribution, every Saturday, devotees actually go out. Whether it's the cold, it was so much cold, but actually still they will go out and distribute the books, distribute the love of God, distribute the Harinam. And if you do this, continue, then one day we can bring these people into platform of Brahman. And once actually there is a Brahman, then even Krishna is there to protect. Duryodhana was a Kshatriya. But he abused his strength, his wealth, his power. And instead of looking after the public, the praja, he was giving just a hard time to them. And because of that, Krishna has to defend himself. And through Pandava, he punished all the Kshatriya. With Duryodhan, his friend, his relative, so many people, they were there to support him. They were all Kshatriya, but they were on the wrong side. They were adharma. Because of their part of adharma, Krishna has to defend himself and put the religion back, paritranaya sadhunam. To kill all the Kshatriya. And here in the purpose, Srila Prabhupada is saying that when there is a decline of religion, when the Kshatriya, the administrative class of people, try to take over the kingdom and torturing the people, that time Krishna will defend himself and he will personally wipe everyone and take over the country. So, if you want the peace in the world, if you want the happiness in the world, if you think that actually we can do it, the only people can do it, that is the Krishna conscious people. And that is why actually Srila Prabhupada went out of his way to distribute this love of God to everyone, and that is now is our duty. He left it on our hand that you encompass actually what actually I'm doing it. Please complete the process. So this is a process. We want to bring the whole community, the whole world into the level of Brahman. And once we have that, automatically there will be happiness in the world. Hare Krishna.